comedian Marley Walchuk is co-founder of Write Out TV Music and Video Awards that honors musical artists from our LGBT community worldwide. Celebrating its third year, it's now open for submissions, so we thought we'd chat about this and also get her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Marley.
Hi, Charlotte. Things have just launched, so we're kicking off with a bang.
Tell us about Write Out TV Music and Video Awards.
The awards are really an extension of our free LGBT artist promotional website, which we started in 2010, called writeouttv.com. And we were looking for ways to honor and further spread the word that there were literally thousands who were open about their sexuality and could be spokespeople for our community and also mentors for LGBTQ youth. So we thought this would be a great platform. It is the only awards for our community with a large panel of mixed gay and straight judges from the entertainment industry. And there are 16 categories that pretty much cover everybody, whether you have been releasing stuff for years and haven't put into the categories before, and whether you've released something brand new this year. So we're covering it all.
What's new for the third annual Write Out TV Music and Video Awards this year?
Well, we have added 15 more judges because last year we were really overworking them. So this year we needed more people. We expanded some of the categories as well. So this year we've got rock legends Carol Pope and Biff Naked have joined us. We've got Roy Haston from Warner Brothers and Disney Studios, celebrity vocal and business coach Carrie Cole, and Madeline Scar from Go Girls Music is also with us. And Holly Neer is also new, along with the Canadian Juno Award winner Sherry Ulrich. We've also gone a little more global with our judges, so we've added three more from Australia, one from Portugal, and one from France. And we've also opened up the comedy and most moving video categories to include drag artists and LGBT web series episodes. So if people have those, they can submit them as well. And we're hoping to reach more artists globally with our first-time try at a non-English video category. So we're trying to get people who are releasing them in other countries, and, you know, they just can't get through the barriers. So we are here for you, too, if you've got a video in another language other than English.
What do you hope to accomplish for our LGBT community with your music video competition?
Well, if you look at artist bios, I mean, you notice that they list awards and nominations they've won at the top because it's a big deal and it gives them credibility. Well, our focus was really wanting to give more of those opportunities to LGBT artists who we really truly feel are the ambassadors for our community. Although as a world we're rapidly evolving in the area of human rights, it's still uncommon for LGBT artists to win music contests with queer-themed lyrics. So the idea was that we wanted to help them rise to the top from a more equal playing field so that they weren't competing with mainstream artists that definitely have a leg over on them, you know, being judged by all straight panels of judges. And even with public vote, you know, there's just not enough people at this point backing gay artists that will help them break through in a mainstream competition.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, we start with being as open as possible, I mean, we as my wife and I, about our sexuality, always and everywhere, no matter how uncomfortable it makes us or other people. Sometimes something as simple as introducing each other as my wife has a profound effect, we've noticed, on people becoming used to us being around and accepting us. A good deal of our song lyrics deal with LGBT issues, and we never hide the fact that we are singing woman to woman. And, you know, because we enjoy a full range of LGBT rights in Canada, we do tend to focus on how we can help in other countries. And we're really incredibly concerned with how the LGBT people of Russia are being persecuted right now. It's shocking to us that this can even happen in this time of history, with no one of any real power stepping in to help. We went to a Love Russia, Hate Homophobia rally in downtown Vancouver, and it was so moving to hear a letter written from an LGBT brother in Russia. I mean, we just have no idea, sitting in our safe communities, what these people are going through. And we were encouraged to email our government officials about how we feel they need to step up and take a stand. And for Natalie and I, that's something that we are currently doing. We're just trying to get our opinion heard to as many people that can actually do something as possible.
Being Canadian, what was your reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court finally ruling on Prop 8 and DOMA in a positive way?
My gosh, we were so incredibly excited. We were posting it everywhere. It was very, very exciting. You know, how the U.S. handles its LGBT human rights issues affects a good portion of the world. And I think it's very important for your government to remember that they set the standard for how many countries treat all of its citizens. We're so excited with the progress being made, but we won't be truly happy until we see gay marriage, transgender rights, and LGBT immigration rights respected across the entire country. That's when we're going to be going, yeah, we've gotten somewhere now.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I guess I would say get solid within yourself. I mean, you need to ask yourself, do I honestly feel that I am really wrong or bad for being gay? Or is this just crap other people have told me? But when you hear that voice in your head making you feel bad about who you were born to be, I just want you to say, thanks for sharing, now piss off. You'll face challenges in all areas of your life, not just this one. And it's important to decide who you are and what you really believe in. Go into your community and find other people just like you. 1 in 10 people will be gay. You know, listen to the music of out artists. They're everywhere. They're telling your stories and your struggles and letting you know that you're loved and you are not alone.
How can people get information about Write Out TV Music Video Awards?
Well, the website for the awards is writeouttvawards.com, and they can also follow us on Write Out TV on Twitter and on Facebook. We're posting daily all information about the contest, but in general, they can submit right to the awards site, writeouttvawards.com.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, we're also the indie artist duo called Sugar Beach, and we're currently writing for our new album. We're also working on a book about helping people improve their relationships, which is full of stories of what we've learned about love and communicating and what we've seen our friends go through. Of course, we're going to change their names because we've promised to do that. But it's going really well. It's something that we did a workshop on at the National Women's Music Festival last year, and it just went so well that we decided, you know, we might know a little bit about this. And our friends have all been encouraging us because we do have a great relationship and we're very fortunate. And a lot of that, and I'd say almost all of it, is about the way we communicate with each other. So we're going to just share some of our secrets and some of the things that help us. And we're hoping to release both the album and the book in 2014.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Well, yeah, we wish artists would ask us, why should I go into the Write Out TV Music and Video Awards? Now, we've been fortunate enough in our own music career to win many awards and nominations, and these have helped our profile much more than any venue we have played or anyone we have opened for or played with. So we want them to know that even just entering the awards puts artists on the fan fave page, which is a public vote that thousands of people vote on, so they will be seen by so many people who have never known them before. That goes on the awards website. They will be heard and seen by many of our esteemed judges, who include gay radio and press, music licensors for film and TV, and it will give them way more exposure than anything else they will do with the $15 price of a submission. A nomination or win gets, of course, press, an option to be on the online awards presentation, and as we say, bragging rights for life, not to mention the beautiful statue, of course, if they are finally chosen.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Well, I'm a big believer that everything in my life is there because I've either created it, manifested it, or it's supposed to teach me something. So that keeps me out of blaming others or outside sources for what doesn't work. It also helps me realize that I have the power to change it. And we all have so much untapped power to make our own world better, and we also have the power to let our positivity soak into others around us and change their lives too. We just have to own that power and not be afraid of being our biggest and our best self. And we just got to work it.